as investigators, we sometimes get called into some creepy places and some frightening situations. So when an exotic dancer calls me and says she's got ghosts in her stripping studio, I'm not going to make that young lady wait. I'm going to be out there and I'm going to help, damn it. Because that's the kind of guy I am.
A ghost in one of these places?
Here's the beauty. This woman teaches pole dancing in a studio in Quincy, Massachusetts. Which is
that apparently is big stuff nowadays.
Yeah, I know. And so she called and said, you know, we're hearing voices, we're seeing footsteps, but we're getting these really strange anomalies in our videos. And she tapes her lessons for her students sometimes. And she showed me some of these things. And, you know, once you get past the initial distraction, there really are some odd things that were going on in her tape. These not orbs at all. I mean, these things had shape, almost looked like a little bird-like creature that would come in, would swirl around as she's dancing, and then dissipate. And I saw the video, and I said, you know what? I can't explain that one, and I guess we better head out there. And this has kind of been going on for a while, but really an interesting case. She's not frightened. In fact, I found her to be kind of an exhibitionist and liked it. She gave it personality. She believed it was the presence of two men who enjoyed watching her dance. And this woman likes an audience. I can tell you that.
Well, I tell you, who are we to judge?